はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Beginner lesson number 163. Problem on the pitch.
Natsuko desu.
Sachiko here. So, Natsuko-san, do you know anything about soccer?
Mm-hmm. I often watch at, you know, the Japanese national team's game.
Oh, the national team representing Japan.
Yes.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a fan of anybody in particular?
Shunsuke Nakamura.
Oh, he's popular.
Yes, he's a real famous guy.
Definitely. Well, I have to admit, I don't know anything about soccer, and until I got this script, I didn't even know what a pitch was.
Oh, really?
I don't think I know now. What is a pitch?
It's the playing ground.
I've never heard of that word before, honestly. So today's conversation is about two team members and a manager on
yes.
a soccer team.
Mm-hmm. And it seems some kind of trouble is coming up.
Yes, it is. Let's take a look.
Yamada! さっきのプレーなんで右サイドに蹴って右に動かなかったのよ。
あそこは左に球を出して左サイドから攻撃するのが得策でしょ。
おいおい、2人とも大声出してどうしたんだ。もっと落ち着いて話し合いなさい。
左から崩すっていう監督の戦術通りにしたのに島田が文句言うんです。監督、島田を叱ってください。
山田のやつが状況も考えずにずっと左にしかパスを出さないのが問題なんです。あいつのせいで何度チャンスを潰したことか。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
山田、さっきのプレーなんで右サイドに蹴って右に動かなかったのよ。
あそこは左に球を出して左サイドから攻撃するのが得策でしょ。
おいおい、二人とも大声出してどうしたんだ。もっと落ち着いて話し合いなさい。
左から崩すっていう監督の戦術通りにしたのに島田が文句言うんです。監督、島田を叱ってください。
山田のやつが状況も考えずにずっと左にしかパスを出さないのが問題なんです。あいつのせいで何度チャンスを潰したことか。
次は英語が入ります。
山田、さっきのプレーなんで右サイドに蹴って右に動かなかったのよ。
In that last play, why didn't you kick to the right side and move to the right?
あそこは左に球を出して左サイドから攻撃するのが得策でしょ。
What? The best tactic was to kick to the left and make an attack from the left side.
おいおい、二人とも大声出してどうしたんだ。もっと落ち着いて話し合いなさい。
Hey, you guys are shouting. What's up? Calm down and talk to each other.
左から崩すっていう監督の戦術通りにしたのに島田が文句言うんです。監督、島田を叱ってください。
I did it like you planned to attack from the left, but Shimada complained about me. Coach yelled at him.
山田のやつが状況も考えずにずっと左にしかパスを出さないのが問題なんです。あいつのせいで何度チャンスを潰したことか。
The problem is Yamada always passes to the left in any situation without thinking. How many chances have we missed because of him?
Natsuko-san, what did you think of the conversation?
Maybe this is kind of typical
yeah,
conversation during the halftime.
I think so.
I never played soccer, so I just imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess a lot of these happen.
Yeah, especially with soccer, it just seems so fast-paced
mm-hmm.
that the team members can't read each other's minds that quick.
Yes.
You know, and things right. are changing all the time.
Right.
Okay, let's look at the vocabulary for today.Natsuko-san, お願いします。
控え室
Waiting room
控え室
Now that sounds like it's made up of two words.
Yes. 控え comes from 控える、
mm-hmm. which means to wait or to just stand by.
Yes. And 室 is
room.
Right.
So it's the room to stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Standby room, waiting room.
Right.
Okay, pretty simple. Next, please.
さっき.
Sometime ago.
さっき. さっき. Very often used word.
When you use the word さっき to mean some time ago, mm-hmm. exactly how many minutes or hours or days ago are we talking about?
I think it won't extend to days.
Okay.
it will never extend to days.
Okay.
But maybe it can be a couple of hours ago. But usually it's used for something that happened very recently, like
okay.
few minutes or 30 minutes.
Wow, so that would be like just a few minutes ago or mm-hmm. just now,
yeah.
almost. Okay, next vocabulary, please.
蹴る,
to kick.
蹴る, 蹴る.
The kanji for this looks really complicated, so you really want to go into the PDF and check this out.
Sure.
But to be quite honest, I'm Japanese, and I don't think I can write this.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
I have to check up.
It's not something we use every day.
Right.
Okay, next vocabulary, please.
攻撃.
Attack. Strike. Offensive.
攻撃. 攻撃.
So if you were to say that somebody's personality was sort of aggressive, what would you say?
攻撃的.
So you put the word 敵.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of this word to make it sound aggressive.
Yes.
To turn attack into aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, so, quite interesting.
敵 means the tendency.
Ah, I see.
To be.
The tendency to attack.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Whoa. The kind of colleague you don't want to have in the office.
Sounds pretty dangerous.
Okay, next word, please.
得策.
Profitable plan. Good plan.
得策. 得策.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the characters used here?
Yes. The first one, 得, means profitable.
Hmm.
And the second one, 策, is like a plan.
Okay.
Or strategy.
Ah. From the word 対策, the same as
対策. Mm-hmm. The same kanji is used for the very often used word, 対策.
Meaning measure or plan.
Yes.
True. Okay. Next word, please.
落ち着く.
To settle down.
落ち着く, 落ち着く.
Can you give us a sample sentence for that?
ホットミルクを飲むと落ち着く。
I calm down when I drink hot milk.
Hmm.
That's kind of cute.
But it's true.
Have you tried drinking hot milk at night when you can't sleep?
I
heard that
yes.
works.
Yeah, I tried. It helps you to kind of calms your
nerves?
Yes.
Hmm, なるほどね。I personally like hot milk tea, but that's close enough.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Next word, please.
崩す.
To destroy. To pull down.
崩す. 崩す.
So when we use this word, are we talking about something really, really big, like a mountain? Or are we talking about small things, like a pile of sand?
I think you can use for both.
Next word, please.
戦術.
Tactics.
戦術.
Now, can you explain to us the difference between the word 戦術 and other words that mean measure or plan? For example, 対策 is a word that also means plan.
Mm-hmm.
But how is 戦術 different?
戦術 is originally a military word.
Ah.
Used for wars.
Right.
So it's more like a way to attack something.
So it's sort of like a strategy.
Exactly.
That explains why the first character in this word is 戦う,
mm-hmm.
is the word for battle.
Yes.
Hmm, okay. Next word, please.
文句.
Complaint.
文句. 文句.
How would you use this in a sentence as a verb?
文句を言う.
So you add 言う to the end of it.
Yes.
To mean that you were making a complaint
mm-hmm.
or saying a complaint.
Right.
What's the next word, please?
叱る.
To scold.
叱る. 叱る.
Now, what's the most common situation when you use this word? What kind of relationship are two people in?
I think teacher and a student, or a mother and a child.
Ah,
father.
Right. Parent and child.
Mm-hmm.
Scold. Next word, please.
状況.
Situation. Circumstances.
状況.
Can we have a sample sentence for that?
彼はどんな状況でもうまくできる人だ。
He's the kind of person that can cope with any kind of situation. I'd like somebody to say that about me. Unfortunately, I don't hear it too often, but...
You are.
Arigato. So let's move on to our grammar point. We have our expert, Natsuko-san.
So today's grammar point is te form. Again.
Lots of those.
Yes. So we already covered this te form. Mm-hmm. And we know that this form can be used to combine sentences.
Right.
And you can just keep
adding to it.
Yes.
So you can say something, something, te, something, something, te, something, mm-hmm. something, te, and yes. just go on.
Go on and on and on. And on. Right. But you have to finish somewhere, right?
Right.
And you have to remember that when you finish the sentence, mm-hmm. that final verb will determine all the rest of the
te's that preceded it.
Yes.
So if the final verb ends up being a past tense, that means all of the verbs before that was a past tense.
Yes, right.
Hmm.
So there are only two tenses in Japanese, past and non-past.
Right.
Sometimes you get a little confused mm-hmm. about the thing already happened or not.
Right.
But when you're confused, just look at the last verb used, mm-hmm. which tells you whether it's past or non-past.
So the last verb dictates everything that preceded it. So
yes.
if the last verb was a past tense, mm-hmm. then everything becomes past tense.
Yes, right. Let's look at the example used in the conversation, like, Nande migi saido ni kette migi ni ugokanakattan da yo?
Why didn't you kick to the right side and move to the right?
The final verb used here, ugokanakatta, determines the former one. So she didn't kick, neither move.
So she didn't kick to the right side and she didn't move to the right side either. So
right.
the last verb, ugokanakatta, is a negation. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the verb before that is negated as well.
Yes. So that's the general rule.
Okay.
Okay, let's look at another example.
Mm-hmm.
彼女は風邪をひいちゃったから早く会ってお花を買って看病したかった.
She caught a cold, so I wanted to see her soon, buy her some flowers, and take care of her.
Now, there were three verbs there, right?
Mm-hmm.
会って,
meet her.
買って,
to buy,
看病する,
take care of her.
Yes, but the last one, 看病したかった,
means I wanted to.
Yes, in a past tense.
Right.
So that means the former one, 会う, 買う,
all of these she wanted to do in the past tense.
Right.
Hmm. There's many, many more examples and explanation in the PDF, so be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Also, remember to leave us a post.
それじゃあ、またね。
See you soon!